According to the 2023 progress report on the state's child welfare system, less than 9% of caseworkers are Alaska Native or American Indian, and more than 70% are white. The agency is turning to training and partnering with tribes to address the gap. Indigenous children have been overrepresented in Alaska's child welfare system for years. State population estimates from last year show that close to a quarter of people under the age of 18 are Alaska Native or American Indian. But data from the Office of Children's Services, or OCS, show they consistently make up around two-thirds of the children who are in out-of-home care, like a foster home. It's been as high as almost 70% in the past. Mary Johnson is the Senior Director of Family Services at the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska and worked as a caseworker for a tribal organization earlier in her career. She says the racial disparity concerns her.
How do we connect with these 69% of our families? If they are from one population, it would make sense that we would want to identify people to work with the population who are like them.
A representative from the Office of Children's Services said in an email, quote, OCS does not view this as a concern in the sense of a problem to be fixed, but it does guide our efforts to provide culturally responsive care, end quote. She wrote that care includes partnering with local tribes in the state on cases, prioritizing hiring local staff in the communities they serve, and providing ongoing training on cultural responsiveness. Tlingit and Haida is one of the tribes that partners with the state on cases that apply to the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA. That federal law lays out minimum requirements when taking on a case involving Indigenous children. The state must try to place children with their family members or in their local communities first. Johnson says it's important to have tribal representation when working on these child welfare cases.
It makes sense that if you're not able to recruit and hire Alaska Native people, at least partner with tribes, at least have tribal partners be a part of the decision-making process when making decisions about how our children and families are being cared for and treated.
Johnson says the tribe largely employs Alaska Native people in its family services office. She says it's important to have Alaska Native people working on cases, either as a caseworker or as a tribal partner.
I do think in the field of child welfare, when it's something so serious and so personal, that the people making the decisions for the group of people that are involved really should have knowledge on how this other group exists in this world, right? And how we parent.
Trevor Storrs is the president of Alaska Children's Trust, a nonprofit that advocates and works toward ending child abuse and neglect in the state. He says hiring people whose racial demographics line up with the people they serve is important, but it's hard to focus on that when the entire system is strained.
They're doing really important work and their hearts are out to protect kids, but they're also challenged. There have been audits, there have high caseloads, they can't keep staff. There's just all these challenges.
Storrs says training on cultural responsiveness is part of social work programs, which is why he says it's important for the state to hire credentialed workers. That also isn't always happening. An audit performed this year on OCS shows many people hired do not have a degree in social work. The state even hired caseworkers with only a high school diploma. Storrs says the state should be looking for ways to improve the system as a whole. He says he wants to see a focus on supporting children and families and preventing the problems that lead to OCS intervening.
It's less kids that aren't not going to school, less kids and families addicted to substances. And for us and for OCS, it would be less cases of child abuse and neglect.
Research from KC Family Programs shows some children benefit from the system, but they often leave state custody with lasting negative effects on their education, mental health, and employment. A change to the system might be on the horizon. A federal class action lawsuit against the state aiming to reform the system is awaiting a judge's decision. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.